again, not a ritualistic thing. We try very much to avoid that aspect, to make a ritual of it. We want you just to come in simple fellowship to identify with Christ and to make recognition of the redemption that we have in Christ. So much about it we don't understand at all, even why the original creation. But what is important is that we are here, we have been created, God has had his purpose, whatever that be, and he has offered to us a way of identity with himself through his blood, again, which I do not fully understand, but the Bible makes it clear to us that that sacrifice does effectively open the door for us to our identity with him. And so we come in that spirit and we offer it to all. There's no issue of who is worthy and who is not worthy, and there's no issue of age. Only one issue: if the Spirit of God touches you to come here and to give recognition to Christ, obviously you're welcome to participate at his table. So let us ask the Lord's blessing upon these elements. The bread of which we partake of course, reflecting the nourishment of Christ, as bread always does, but more than that, the fleshly turbulence that Christ himself had to go through. He went through many of the things we go through. In addition to his death, per se, he who so knew the meaning of life had to pass through the death-dealing experiences, the deadening and deadly experiences of human existence on the earth. So he understands that. He knows what it means to be rejected, to be in sorrow, pain, distress. He knows those things. And so he is therefore a good high priest, as the Bible says, for us. We are the priests, he's the high priest. And we come today both as subjects as well as priests to share with him this moment of fellowship. Father, we ask you to take these elements now and make real to our hearts their impact, their meaning, and those that are not with us today, that the Spirit will reach out to them as well. In Christ's name, amen. Saying, this do ye in remembrance of me. As often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. The only basis on which we have any right to speak to God is the blood of Christ. But in reality, we cannot discuss that matter with him. We can only come on the basis of it. There's no need every time we pray to say, I'm coming on the basis of the blood. This is what we recognize at a time like this. We all believe that. We recognize that. We don't have to renew that vow. But that is the underlying cause of all of our identity with the Spirit of God. Father, we pray that as we partake of this cup, there may be that great moment of touch with thee, which addresses our spirits and more deeply identifies us with yourself. In Christ's name, amen.